Tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo mai na kia kukuri Clark tēnei. Ai ki runga i te raina e tēnei rā, ko Lisa McDam, tēnei wahine, e mahi ane e wana mahi, ngari kia koutou kei wahona, i roto no e ia, ngā āhuatanga e pāpā mai na ki roto i muri whenua, ngari te mea pai e mā koutou no e whakarongo. On the line this morning, I've got Lisa McDam and she's doing tremendous lot of work around the rohe of Muri Whenua, and of course, you know, she advocates a lot of issues around us and of great interest. So maybe this is one of those conversations we can have a kōrero about. Tēnā koe, Lisa.
Tēnā koe, Auntie Girlie. Ngā mihi au te kia koe, ki runga tēnei rā tino ātāua. Ki ngā whānau, putanui te te rohe o te hiku o te eka, Muri Whenua hoki. Ngā mihi atu ki a koutou, ngā te mea, e maumahara ngā mate tuatini o tēnā marae, o tēnā marae, haere ngā mate, haere ati rā. Nā, ka huri ki a koe, Auntie Girlie, me ngā whānau e whakarongo mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiku, ngā mihi ki a tātou. Mm. Yes, Auntie Girlie, been an exciting past couple of weeks.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, and I unfortunately haven't been able to keep up with the Te Heka news, but, you know, just wanted to start really on the Māori Ora Mai Tāwhito Wānanga that happened out Roma Marae over the weekend. And what a great success that was for the whānau who attended, and I'm sure for the whānau who initiated the whole Māori Mai Ora Tāwhito series that has been happening across the rohe of Te Rārua. So well done to them. Great, great two and a half day wānanga. Where there was, I think, up to about 250 participants. Started with the Pōwhiri at Roma Marae on the Friday afternoon. Went into kōrero delivered by Hāmi, a panel actually. Hāmi Perepi, John Paitai, Tainui Stevens, Matthew Kingi, Pātou Tepenia and Auntie Pare Nathan. Such great kōrero being delivered to the whānau who are from here, who live here, as well as the whānau who returned home to participate in the wānanga. And the kōrero in the initial stages of that first peka of the wāhanga, wānanga was on whakapapa. Just you know, and not so much whakapapa toto, but maybe I've got the word wrong. It was about memories of them growing up in around Ahiparapara and the name of Ahiparapara. And yes, some pūrako around Pōroa and Whangatautia. It was just, you know, very diverse in its in the sharings that were done, but very, very connected to us all being there at Roma for the hui. Saturday, another great morning of sharing. The kids were well taken care of. They had young Wurumu Sarich delivering all the games, old kēmu that were played by tūpuna. He was looking after the tamariki mokupuna so that their parents could listen to the kōrero. There was three hikoi, one that went to hikoi up Whangatautia, and Hāmi shared again kōrero. And then there was a hikoi around to Taurua, Ōtia, on the back of the tractor, and a couple of five four-wheel drives where they stopped at various places to share kōrero on the place names. And then, of course, I forgot, how dare I forget, but we had the unveiling of Hauangiangi, or Hauangiangi, the po. Auntie Gurley, you'll remember at an earlier kōrero that I shared around the Ahipara Takiwa of the initiative of po, po being erected. And so Saturday morning saw the unveiling of Hauangiangi, and the story being told about that area, and you know, and why, and of course, for those of us who don't know where that site particularly is, it's around that first lot of rocks by Kohanga, Te Kohanga, out there at Ahipara. And just as you turn one of the corners, the po stands strong right there on the rocks. And, you know, just to go back to that corridor, that kaupapa, Auntie Gurley, the first of the po was stood up and erected at Waimimiha. Then we went to the Rapata block. Then we went to Mahutahuta. And then we went, like I say, to the unveiling of the po or Hauangiangi. So that's a project that's been delivered out there by the Ahipara Takiwa. But getting back to the wānanga, so there was the hikoi up from the Tautia, the hikoi round to Taurua Ōtia, with whakapapa, pūrākau being told, and then John Paitai took a busload of the participants of whānau at the Māori Mai Ora Tāwhito Wānanga in a bus, and they did the trip of Tohe, the back-to-front trip, because we know Tohe started up there in Ngāti Kuri, Te Aupōuri land, and came down to Ahipara. But John took the bus all the way from Ahiparapara all the way up and told the stories of the landmarks on the way up, the names of the streams that no longer run to the force that they did back in the day, Auntie Gurley, but run nevertheless, trickle for some of them. But, you know, the conversation, the corridor shared by John in those place names, in the who what happened, lived in those, to give them those place names. The stories behind the place names. Fantastic. That hikoi never got back till 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Oh,
and
goodness.
They all started at 10 on the Saturday morning. So a great, and then of course Saturday night, another conversation around delivered by Tainui Stevens in relation to talking about storytelling, our narratives, our stories told our way. You know, as a filmmaker, that's what Tainui is doing, and, just shared a snippet of fire, because we know that Tainui and others have been over the past year and past time doing a film around Whaia Whina Kupa, and we were able to just see the trailer of that. So really privileged as whānau to be at the wānanga and to view the trailer to Whaia Whina Kupa's film that's coming due to be released shortly. So that happened on the Saturday afternoon, early evening. And then there was a bit of a kani kani happened. Just a bit of a ta'uā whakangāho. Then the Saturday morning we had karakia, the Sunday morning we had karakia and the evaluation and feedback session, rāputo, what's this, evaluation and feedback time, kei roto te reo Māori, Auntie Gurley? And then We had our hākari to finish the day. So it was a beautiful weekend, stunning weekend of whanaungatanga, of sharing of pūrākau, of connections, new and old connections, a number of whānau there who were looking for their connections. You know, just a great space, safe space, to be, to listen, to interact, to participate. I roto te reo Māori, korekau te reo Māori, e rawe pai te āhua, te wairua o tērā wānanga.
Oh,
so mihi atu ki ngā kaimahi o te rāroa, mihi atu ki te tuahine, te tuakana Joe Murray, me ngā kaimahi katoa o te runanga te rāroa, e tautoko tēnā kaupapa, me ngā whānau katoa o te marae o Roma.
Oh, kia ora mai.
Mahi tika rātou, kei roti te kihini, te parepai, e te tiaki, te manaaki, ngā whānau katoa putano i te motu.
Oh.
So he rawe pai o tēnā kaupapa, Auntie Gurley.
Oh, kia ora, Lisa. It looks like you've had a fabulous weekend, and of course, you know, history is quite important, especially now, and going through this, and it's a learning curve for our rangatahi and for people from around Rarawa that wants to learn about their history. And of course, this is very important for them that lives there and for the forthcoming of children that comes in the near future, eh? Mm.
Oh, look, it was fantastic, like you say. And the other thing was, it wasn't just the, you know, these hui tāwhiti, Māori mai ora tāwhiti, are not the whakapapa, the pūrākau, are specific to where they're being held, but they're open to everyone to come and participate and listen, right? So the last one, I think, was in Whangapea. So the stories and the hekoi were all related to Whangapea and Ngāti Hauā. The one before that was our pangarū, you know, at one of the marae up there. You know, and again, the stories and the whakapapa ki te whenua, ngā pūrākau, me ngā whakapapa, o etahi whānau ki etahi whānau, are specific to that, you know, to that area, but everyone benefits, you know, so they're not open just to the people of that area, they're open to all of Te Rārua.
Oh, very good.
To go and reconnect, like I say, or connect, or, you know, to validate, well, you've heard, yeah, you know, I heard I had whakapapa out here, and you go and you listen for those ingoa that you've heard as an individual, eh? You know, as an individual whānau. So it's just an exciting time, like you say, of reconnection, of knowledge building, and more importantly, I think, of continuing the storytelling, you know, because that's what we were in the first instance, great storytellers.
Yes, yes.
And you know, the more, you know, if I hear different stories, you know, or kōrero pūrākau, I might miss a little bit, but it's not wrong. The essence is the same. You know, and when you tell your version of the story, others will pick up and add something that gives it even more depth and kaha mana to it. So, yeah, it was a great weekend, Auntie.
Oh, good on you for going out and making yourself more appropriate to the iwi at Rarawa. And, of course, joining in with them is great. And I know when you're storytelling and telling all these history, it's a very good info for a lot of people to learn. And it goes down to history.
Absolutely. You know, you know, and then history, you know, just using history as that segue. This morning down at Ahu, they had porphyry and a breakfast with iwi, whānau, with Minister Willie Jackson. Minister Calvin Davis and Minister Tini Henare and MP Willow Jean Prime. And if I've got time and you want, Auntie, I can share some of the kōrero that happened down there.
Can I do that next week? Can I
absolutely,
do? Yes.
Absolutely.
I'll ring you probably on next week, and then we can have share that one for that
just,
part.
Auntie, before you cut me off, I just want to just mihi to Reuben Porter and his kaupapa he's got down there. The SNA that's being touted out by the council,
yes,
both the regional council and the Far North District Council. I'm just suggesting that you get Reuben on the phone to share the research that he's done. He had a brilliant kōrero down there at Te Ahu, challenging those ministers around what are they doing about this is not his words, but I've heard the words, another example of land grab. Just a suggestion there, Auntie. But thank you. I'm sorry to babble on there.
Yeah. thank you, Lisa, because you talking about the SNA. For this morning, I had two that was talking about it. So it was an issue that has been, and it's coming up, and it's quite deep in conversation at the moment. So I've had a few this morning.
Kia ora
mai anō.
Kia ora
kia koe. Ai anō ko Lisa McNab tērā, me tāna nei kaupapa mo te wānanga i tērā wikira i ngā rā, i te praire, te rā hōrei, me te rātapu. Ngari te mea pai e kia koutou kei wahona, te tahi anō ngā kaupapa e whitiwhiti hērena, is the SNA, kamutu, te hōhonu anō tēnei kōrero, ngari mā koutou anō e whiriwhiri, kōrerongia, whakawhitingi atu ki te kanuhere, kei kona ngā minita, marātou na ngā kaupapa nei e whakatika. Hei kōrero, hei putanga, ngari kia mahara ngā iwi no rātou ngā whenua, ko rātou no ngā kai kōrero, hei oranga mō rātou anō.